A desk officer with the Irish aid agency Concern, Austin Kennan, tells VOA his group is mystified by the letter because agency staff have always enjoyed good working relationships with the Eritrean government.
We did get a letter asking us to cease operations because we hadn't met requirements for operational permit. Now, we're actually trying to seek clarification from the Eritrean government as to exactly how we haven't met requirements. I'm not exactly specifically sure what requirements they're referring to. So for us, it was a shock and a surprise. We weren't expecting it at all.
Kennan says it is also unclear whether or not the directive to cease operations means that the group is being expelled from the country. Concern is one of at least three international agencies to have received the letter. The British organization Accord and the U.S. charity Mercy Corps have also been directed to wind up their operations. Last month, the government ordered six Italian aid groups to stop their activities in Eritrea. Presidential spokesman Yemene Gebremeskel tells VOA the letters arise out of a government policy created in 1994 to regulate non-government organizations. Yemene would not specify the regulations that Concern and the others failed to meet, but says the regulations in general aim to ensure that development efforts are carried out properly.
The purpose is very clear. One is efficiency. Second is to make sure that the relief activities or development activities are not too fragmented and they make an impact. So there is a consolidation of NGO activity. There is better coordination with other actors, government, local NGOs, etc. And there is less wastage.
Yemene says there are about 14 major foreign non-government organizations that are still operating in the country. He says the government has been very open about communicating its policy to the foreign agencies. Some sources quoted in media reports say Eritrea is slowly closing itself off from the outside world, while others think the regulations are a misguided attempt for Eritrea to become more self-reliant, statements Yemene dismisses. The letters come at a time when Eritrea is suffering from a regional drought and serious food shortages. According to the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, two-thirds of Eritrea's 3.6 million people are food insecure. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.